You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm still recovering from yesterday's show. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. Intern Dom was in fuego with horrible hot takes left and right. Did you happen to hear any of the show?
I did. At first, when I tuned in, he was very angry that you did not know who Sidney Sweeney was. I heard him.
Yeah, that was my,
about
I guess that was my low point. I don't know.
He says everyone has a low point every day. So, I mean, yeah, I heard he was, you know, sending out some scorching hot takes. He loves being controversial.
Yeah, he does. But I think he honestly believes this. Like we determined yesterday, there's not a disingenuous bone in the little fellow's body, is there? I mean,
he's a good man.
He's adorable, isn't he? Little Dom?
Yes, Little Dom is what we call him.
He truly is. He, among his takes were that next year's, well, first that the Will Howard injury was a good thing. That the because he said it will prevent a false quarterback controversy from starting if he plays well in the preseason. Then he said that next year's quarterback class, and I think he's the first person to say this, is the greatest of all time. Have you heard that yet, Sean?
I did hear a little bit of that. This is the same guy that I believe said Caleb Williams, when he was in college, was better than Patrick Mahomes. Not Patrick Mahomes when he was in college. Patrick Mahomes, like,
right,
6 years into his NFL career.
I love it. And who knows? Maybe he'll be proven right. Maybe 5 years from now, Caleb Williams will have 4 Super Bowl wins. We don't know, do we? Dom claims that a lot of his predictions turn out right.
He says he sees the future, basically, right?
Yeah, and in some ways he does, and he has. So his second one was, yes, that Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik, and company will equal or surpass, actually, Jim Kelly, John Elway, and Dan Marino's class as the greatest of all time. And his third hot take was that James Franklin didn't win any big games last season, even though he won 2 playoff games. He said the playoff games weren't big games. Does that make any sense to you?
He's a Penn State fan, too. So that's interesting coming from him. I know, yeah, he goes to some of their games.
Apparently a bitter one, yes.
I would say it's kind of how you label it.
Yeah.
They did not defeat the juggernaut that every year seems to get the better of them, Ohio State. They did not defeat Notre Dame.
Right.
But winning 2 playoff games for a team that never had been to the playoffs,
yeah,
were significant.
The Ohio State game, in the end, didn't. A lot of games, by the way, in the regular season coming up in college football, will have less meaning than they've ever had before. That's the way of it when the idea is to get to the playoff and win a national championship. And that includes conference championships, which have been almost completely devalued other than for seeding. Now, for some, it'll get you in. For some of those will be very important, I grant you. But a lot of them will be borderline meaningless or totally meaningless. But if you think that Dom had some horrible hot takes yesterday, well, wait till you hear Juan Thornhill. Now, listen, we're going to open today with 2 hot takes. One from good old Archie Manning, not Arch Manning, but Archie Manning, the grandfather. the Ole Miss star from Ron Cook's youth, the New Orleans Saints. Well, he should have been a star, but he was on the New Orleans Saints. That was the problem. And notice I said New Orleans two different ways there, Sean. New Orleans and New Orleans. What do you say?
New Orleans, but yeah. I think it sounds a little more fancy to say New Orleans.
Yeah, it does. A little cumbersome, but it does. Yesterday, and I've been talking about this, and if you listen to this show, thank you, first of all, and you should go to our YouTube page and subscribe. It don't cost nothing. And you can watch the show on YouTube. Bob, not here today, is over at the Steelers festivities. Mike Tomlin talking at noon. Go to our website and go right to the YouTube page. It's very simple if you want to watch the show as it's happening. So I write yesterday, sarcastically, facetiously, whatever word you want to use, that at the rate things are going with the Steelers talking so big about their defense, oh my God, DK Metcalf saying it's the best defense I've ever seen. Joey Porter saying we have three elite defensive backs. Deshaun Elliott, we can be number one in the league. Mike Tomlin, nobody can cover us man-to-man. Nobody can beat us man-to-man. We can cover anybody, I should say. Peyton Wilson saying I'm the best cover linebacker in the world. Are there good cover linebackers in Peru, Sean? Perhaps Switzerland?
Belize.
Belize has some good ones. In the world, he said. So I facetiously said yesterday in a column that was headlined that the hype over this defense is growing out of control. I said before training camp ends, somebody's going to compare this defense to the 85 Bears. Of course, I didn't think it would happen. 3 hours later, up steps Wani Thornhill. I mean, this is incredible. Is this legible? Can we actually hear this? Let's hear what he had to say to reporters.
I think it can be one of the best there of all time.
Really,
and I'm putting it in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, when you got literally, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
What? One of the best of all time coming from a guy who just got cut by the Cleveland Browns. What are we doing here? What are we doing? You want to go back to some of the best Steelers defenses of all time, Sean? Would you like to do that with me?
Well, it starts with the 2025 roster. I think they're clearly number one, and then you can look at the 70 Steelers, a distant second.
A distant second. Yeah. Why don't we go back and look at the 1976 Steelers? They didn't win the Super Bowl, but those guys will tell you that was their greatest team. A lot of them will anyway. Jack Lambert told NFL Films that was the greatest Steelers team of all time, and he said the chief himself agreed. You want to compare player to player? Let's go with the 76 Steelers to the 2025 Steelers, who I might add, set a franchise record. The last time we saw a Steeler defense, this one, and yeah, they've made changes. They brought in Juan Thornhill, for one thing. They were allowing a franchise record, postseason record, 299 yards rushing. In the six-game franchise playoff losing streak, they've allowed nearly 40 points and 400 yards a game. TJ Watt is in danger of becoming Dick Butkus of modern times, a legendary player who never participated in a playoff win. Cam Hayward has participated in one, and that was only because Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones are idiots and handed the Steelers the game. Don't blame Watt and Hayward, mind you. But these Steelers, the Steelers defense of this era has really let down their forefathers, both in the early 2000s and the 1970s. This has rarely been a great defense. When it has, it's been on certain weeks or for certain stretches of time. But as Hayward himself said yesterday, or maybe the day before, it's not about weeks 1 through 7. Can we finish? Can we play our best football in January? This defense is allergic to January. And now you have all this tough talk and cockiness coming out from everywhere about this defense? We all know they'll start great because they're not facing any real quarterbacks for the most part for about a month and a half. Then the test will come for guys like 34-year-old Darius Slay and Cam in his mid to late 30s, and TJ, who's had trouble finishing seasons, and people who have no playoff pedigree whatsoever. They apparently think they're great. And now Juan Thornhill is on the record as putting this Steelers defense, and the only offense they've ever faced, by the way, is the 2025 Steelers, who might not be very good on offense. I don't know yet. We'll see. As one of the greatest defenses of all time. Can I hear that again? Part of me thought when I read the clip or read the quote on Twitter, I thought that he had read the column and was playing everybody. But he really believes this, Juan Thornhill, who got cut by the Cleveland Browns.
I think it can be one of the best of all time.
Really?
I'm putting that in there now. One of the best of all time. I mean, we got pieces everywhere. Look at the roster. Look at who we have. It's incredible.
Is it? In the secondary, we have Joey Porter Jr. with 18 career penalties and 2 career interceptions. 34-year-old Darius Slay on his last run with no interceptions last year. Juan Thornhill. And Deshaun Elliott, who's really good against the run, who would probably be a better linebacker than he is a safety. He kind of plays that a lot anyway, but isn't very good against the pass. Start back there. Here we go. Let's, in honor of the great Juan Thornhill, let's compare this defense to the 76 Steelers. Sean, you ready for this, exercise?
It's going to be neck and neck. I'm pretty convinced of that.
Here we go. Wait a second. Now, I think the morning guys did it with the 2008 Steelers. So I think that Deshaun Elliott would have been matched up with Troy Polamalu, which is close, right?
Yeah, that's a pick 'em.
Pick 'em for sure. Let me find something here. Okay, here we go. Steelers versus the 76 Steelers. All right, defensive end. Rookie Derek Harmon this year, LC Greenwood in the middle of his prime in 76. Who you got?
I think people are optimistic about Harmon, but he needs to do it for about 10 years before you can compare him to Greenwood. So I'm going to go with the guy who proved that he could do it over the course of a decade plus.
I think I might too, since he was fresh off 4 sacks of Roger Staubach in a Super Bowl. 4 sacks in a Super Bowl game. In the middle, I know it's a 4-3 back then and a 3-4, although it's all sub-package football now anyway, about 80% of it. In the middle was a guy named Joe Green. You remember him? Mean
I've
Joe Green?
Yeah. He's from a commercial.
This team has Keanu Benton. I'm guessing Thornhill gives the edge to Benton. Who are you going with here?
I'm going to go with Joe Green on that one.
Yeah, me too. Let's pretend we're playing a 3-4 back in 76. Now, this is legit. Cam Hayward versus either Dwight White or Ernie Holmes. I'll take Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward.
Score one for the 25 Steelers. What if we got to the end of this and we realized that the 25 Steelers were better? Wouldn't that be incredible?
Well, even if it's 6-5 in terms of the 25 Steelers, which it's not going to be, the disparity between a Green and a Keanu Benton is so massive, whereas the current Steelers might have very narrow edges at a couple of positions. So
for the purposes of this exercise, I'm going to go with the three known Steelers linebackers. Peyton Wilson still rising, although I acknowledge he's one of the best cover linebackers in the world. Maybe the best. Yeah. Zimbabwe has some pretty good ones. I think Germany has a couple. But for now, until further proof is provided, we'll go with Peyton Wilson as the best cover linebacker on the planet Earth. Okay. At one outside spot, we're going to be tied 2-2 here. Why don't we go Andy Russell against TJ Watt?
Okay, I'm going to go TJ Watt there. So let me ask you, why did you pick Andy Russell there?
I don't know. I picked an outside linebacker.
Fair enough.
At the other one, we'll go with Jack Ham versus Alex Highsmith.
Because I think Jack Ham would probably get a slight edge over TJ Watt, but that would be a heck of a lot closer.
A heck of a lot closer.
But yes. I still might go with Jack Ham. Many people think he was the better linebacker between he and Lambert.
Yeah. I think Lambert thought that, and Ham thought that Lambert was. Ron and I used to have that debate all the time, and I always argued for Lambert because he was the hub of the defense in the middle. He got a Defensive Player of the Year award. I know Jack Ham is listening. Jack, I know you were great too. It's neck and neck, but But I think the guy in the middle gets the edge because that guy also makes the old Tampa 2 defense run. Because he's got a, I've always said this about Jack Lambert. He's got a cover down the field. That the raging, toothless scowl, the face, the meanness, the madness that he was known for actually obscured what a great linebacker he was, how smart he was, how good he was in coverage. And like I said, in that defense that they basically invented, you needed a middle linebacker who could drop, not only drop, but drop deep in coverage, fairly deep. You know what I mean? And he did all that. He was a great, great player.
And it's fair to say he was kind of the tone setter as well. I mean, I know that's a little bit more intangible, but I think his, you know, fearsome demeanor was a big part of that defense.
Sure, absolutely. I'll take him over over Patrick Queen, I think. Yes?
Yes.
So what's the score now? 4-2?
Yes.
Okay. How about Mel Blount against Joey Porter Jr.? I think it's 5-2.
Yes.
Okay. JT Thomas against Darius Slay.
See, I don't know enough about JT Thomas. I know, obviously, he was a big contributor for that team, but I would think Slay probably, resume-wise, would be ahead.
Resume would be ahead. Yeah, now, right now, I might call it a draw.
You're not getting prime Darius Slay right now.
Right now, I think I'd call it a draw. And then Mike Wagner and Glenn Edwards against Deshaun Elliott and the great Juan Thornhill. I think I'm going 2-0 Steelers, but thank you.
Well, Juan Thornhill clearly has a different opinion on how he would evaluate
the
secondary.
I think he does. You know, one of the most underrated Steelers who ever lived was Glenn Edwards, I might add. Had that huge hit on John Gillum in the Super Bowl against the Vikings. And this year I'm looking at 76. He had 6 interceptions. 6. Jack Lambert had 8 fumble recoveries. Why am I talking about the 76 Steelers? Mel Blount had 6 interceptions. Oh, I remember, because Juan Thornhill thinks that this year's Steelers defense could be one of the greatest of all time. Everybody's lost their minds. Let's move on, shall we?
I think that's a good idea.
The other notable quote that I want to deal with early in the show is Archie Manning. And he's on the record here talking to Texas Monthly about this idea that his grandson, Arch Manning, the Texas quarterback. We know him. We want the Steelers to get him. At least a lot of us do. I know my little friend City Limits. Why is everybody who works in there so little?
Yeah, Crowley needs to come back and fill in the trifecta of tiny producers.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Deucers. Wasn't that an Elton John song?
I think it was, yeah, back in the 70s.
Little Limits thinks that Arch Manning is the guy. I'm sure a lot of people would love to have Arch Manning. In fact, of all the quarterbacks in the world who are out there, to quote the great Peyton Wilson, Arch Manning might be the best young non-NFL quarterback in the world. You agree with that?
I have no idea if I agree with it or not. We've seen very little of him. All that I know is that he was a decorated high school recruit that's looked good.
I know there are some good quarterbacks in Belgium. I realize that, but I think that Arch, he might be, though. I think he's got the biggest reputation.
I have no idea how you could at this point say this is going to be the next great quarterback in the NFL.
Though. I bet if you took the quarterbacks away from all 32 teams and you gave them a chance to draft anybody they wanted in the world, that the majority of them would take Arch Manning.
No doubt. I just think there was a guy in Trevor Lawrence who was much more accomplished and decorated than everyone thought.
Oh, I'm not saying he's going to turn out.
I'm
just saying he's the most coveted guy.
Yes, doesn't always go according to the plan necessarily.
No, of course not. No, but he is the most coveted guy. Archie Manning, and the hope is, of course, that he would come out next year and that the Steelers would exhaust the resources that they've hoarded here to do such a thing and move up and get him. But Archie Manning tells Texas Monthly, Arch isn't going to do that, meaning come out in the draft next year. He'll be at Texas. Take that for what it's worth. He'll be at Texas. This brings up a lot of thoughts. One of which is the Mannings orchestrated Eli's landing in New York. We all remember that. That's something that's an option that's available. I was going to say these days, but that was a long time ago. The same way John Elway, by threatening to play baseball, orchestrated his way to Denver. So I'm just wondering if the Mannings want to avoid the Cleveland Browns, for example, who I think are a great bet to have the number one overall pick. And I know Jimmy Haslam, who, by the way, apparently has connections or a relationship with the Manning family as a Tennessee alum. I don't think that's going to matter much because he's been an epic disaster running the Browns. I can't imagine that the Mannings would want him to go to Cleveland, no matter the Haslam connection. And Haslam, of course, downplays this idea of tanking for Arch Manning. But either way, here's what I'm wondering. Given the history, given the idea that they could try to manipulate their way to a certain team, what about the Steelers, who are viewed as a very good organization and who next year, not the year after, or we don't know about the year after really, but for sure next year, are of the mind and have the resources to go up and get a quarterback? Could that make the Mannings change their mind? Now, you may be thinking, do they not have eyes? Do they not see how the quarterbacks have fared around here under Mike Tomlin and his various coordinators? This might be a place where a quarterback, you know, goes to see his career end quickly. And I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that, mind you, but I'm not sure that they think that. I'm not sure everybody is keen to that. I just wonder if they would rethink their position and try to get away from the Panthers and Browns of the world and manipulate their way to the Steelers. If you asked most people out there, most football observers, most people in the game, where would be a pretty good landing spot for a young quarterback, regardless of what you or I think out there, given Mike Tomlin's recent track record with quarterbacks, both young and old, and given his track record of hiring coordinators and given his philosophy on offense, people very likely would say, yeah, that's a really good place for a young quarterback to land. And you have to say this, it's better than where Archie Manning landed, which was with an expansion team and a historically horrific one at that in the Saints back then. I just wonder about that. I just wonder, and next year would be the year to orchestrate all that, wouldn't it? Because if the Steelers, you know, if Arch Manning goes to the next year, if he does in fact do what his grandfather says he's going to do, then the Steelers are probably going to take a young quarterback who's not Arch Manning. It all seems to be pointed to next year when the draft's in Pittsburgh for them to go out and get, I don't know, Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, one of those guys. But when I saw this story, that's immediately what I thought of was, okay. That doesn't mean, just because Archie says it, doesn't mean that Arch is going to wait a year. And would next year be the perfect time for the Mannings to strike, and instead of having their grandson go to the Cleveland Browns or the Carolina Panthers or some such thing, what would be a team that needs a quarterback who has the resources to go get one from one of these other teams who they can manipulate Arch Manning to? And I came up with the Steelers. I don't think that's a terribly delusional scenario there, Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. At least it's a legitimate wondering. I wonder about that.
There are some teams that, you know, as a quarterback, it's probably not going to be a great landing spot. Cleveland is certainly amongst them.
And Cleveland is a really good bet for the number one.
I think the
pick.
Jets would also probably be looking for
the
a quarterback.
The Jets, too.
And they've had some disastrous failures at that position. But the two things that come to mind, didn't Deion basically say something similar with his son when he was in college, that he's not going to let him go to a place that's going to ruin him?
Yeah, but
and
then
we
he
found
wound
out
up
that
not
it
having
didn't,
a choice.
It didn't really work out.
Well, because he wasn't good enough.
People, even a few months before he was drafted, thought that he could be a top 10 pick. So things change quickly, especially if there's potentially meddling. Maybe that's a cautionary tale.
The meddling for people wouldn't look at it for meddling as meddling for Arch Manning. They would look at it as, we can get Arch Manning. If Shedeur Sanders, people thought was that good, they would have been fighting each other to get to him, regardless of Deion's potential interference.
Fair.
We're talking about, and I don't know. You're right. We haven't really seen Arch Manning.
Yeah.
But if he puts together a great, great season, then we're talking about Elway, and we're talking about Eli, and we're talking about, you know, one of the all-time great prospects potentially. And Shedeur wasn't that. But if it does come to that, whether it does or not, Sean, I think that the Steelers would be viewed as a great landing spot for him, a stable organization, as opposed to these other places.
And the players in college have so much more leverage now than they did previously. You talked about Eli Manning. Well, then, theoretically, they weren't getting any money to stay in college. If they were a guy that was going to be taken in the first round, it was a slam dunk to come out. Now, there's a likelihood that these guys, if they return to college for a year, could get more money than their first year in the NFL.
Yeah.
So you don't have to enter a bad situation. That said, we heard Cooper Flagg say, oh, you know, maybe I'll stick around. I like Duke. Usually the guy's going to come out if he's going to be a decent pick.
And what would having this scenario with the Steelers in this position cause him to want to come out after a great season? Just because Archie says this doesn't mean it's true. And I know he's kind of like the godfather in the Manning family. He's the grandfather in the Manning family. But that just crossed my mind. That's all. I wonder about that. 412-928-9370. Those are the two topics on the front burner. That quote just came out today. It's the first time I saw it anyway. And then Juan Thornhill and the Steelers defense and this madness. Like, am I crazy? What are you thinking out there about this Steeler defense? It almost seems like people have it as a foregone conclusion that it's going to be great. Not good, but great. And the last time I heard that kind of talk was 2022, when Tomlin said he expected his highly paid defense, and it's never been higher paid than it is now, at $170 million, almost $20 million more than any other defense. He said in 22, he expected it to be, quote, great and dominant. Well, that was before Zach Wilson marched down the field on the Steelers' home field for two long touchdown drives and before other people started shredding that defense. And yeah, they lost T.J. Watt in the opener for a long period of time. But great defenses find a way without one player, no matter who the player is. Take the 95 Steelers, for example. They lost Rod Woodson in the opener, and they made the Super Bowl. So a great defense would never be that dependent on one single player. And those Steelers were, and they weren't great, and they didn't even make the playoffs that year. Your thoughts on that, and your thoughts on how this whole Arch Manning situation plays out. Might the Mannings take a look at this and come to the conclusion that, in most years, you're going to get a crap organization and a crap franchise right at the top of the draft?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
We don't want to go there. Just like Eli manipulated his way into New York and went to a historically noted franchise in the Giants. Now, they've had some rough times and had some rough times before Eli got there, but they've also had some great times, and they were also viewed as stable. So are the Steelers. Would this be a rare opportunity to say, wow, we can go, we don't have to go that route where it's you land in a pile of you-know-what and you're ruined the way Archie was. Archie would have been an unbelievable quarterback, a Hall of Famer as a pro, if he went to, like Ben going to the Steelers. Ron and I used to talk about this all the time, and it's just true. A lot of a career is made by where you land.
David Carr is a guy who comes to mind.
David Carr is a guy who comes to mind. Archie Manning is a guy who comes to mind. Tim Couch is a guy who comes to tons of them.
Steve Young, even, although he obviously got a second crack in San Francisco, he was a disaster with the Buccaneers when they were a train wreck.
That's a great example.
Thank you.
And then went to the right place, and you're a 49ers fan, and there it was. So I wonder about that, and do you? And when you project ahead to the Steelers' next franchise quarterback, I know a fair amount of you probably think that's going to be Will Howard, and it might be, but that seems like a pipe dream. There was only one Tom Brady in the sixth round. There have been some others, some great stories, the Kurt Warners of the world, but that would be extremely rare for Will Howard to be that guy. They're going to go after somebody next year. Right here in Pittsburgh, Donnie Football took engagement pictures at the draft clock. We have our own draft clock. Have you been there yet, Sean?
I have not, no. Am I missing out?
I think so. Yes. I've seen
clocks before. So.
Well, yeah, that's going to sound like a weird conversation if we keep going down that road. So, if you could have Arch Manning, would he be easily your top pick? And there's two sides to this. Yeah, there's the Mannings perhaps trying to manipulate their way into a certain team. Who knows who that team might be? But then there's the Steelers angling for him. Right? 412-928-9370. Or do you have your eyes on somebody else? Perhaps Cade Klubnik is your drink of choice. I don't know.
Joe, I have a big contributor who's chimed in on this. The Batconian Mongoose.
Yes.
Just texted me. He is... Here are his odds for Arch Manning. Steelers do not appear in his top three. Number one, he has the Saints.
Right.
That would be interesting, right? There's obviously that
for
story
sure.
there.
Yes.
The
now,
Colts, number two.
Is the Batconian Mongoose back from vacation? Guess where he took a vacation?
Akron, Ohio.
Erie.
Oh, that's nice. He's like, is that's, it? That's what I, Limits is always up
somebody,
in that area, right?
He took a vacation to Erie? Where's he going next? Pitcairn for his next vacation in a couple weeks? The Mongoose? Actually, Erie's a nice place.
It
we
is
go
a
to
nice
Presque
place.
Isle, but I don't think of it as a summer vacation spot. Do you?
Nah, not really. Well, it's a good maybe like 2 day thing.
Yeah.
Was he taking like a full week vacation?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't spend a week in Erie. Probably.
Is the Mongoose going to Pontiac, Michigan for his next big vacation? What is going on here? You don't go to Erie for a week long vacation, or maybe you do if you're fishing
you
for
trout.
Go to
Geneva on the lake instead.
Maybe. Yes. Yeah. Or Bemis Point. Have you been down there?
Bemis Point?
Yeah. Down
unfamiliar.
By Canandaigua, places like Chautauqua, I should say. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with Chautauqua.
Todd Haley goes to Chautauqua. Did you know that, Limits? I mean, Sean.
No, I did not know that.
Tell me who the Mongoose has on his list.
So number one, the Saints.
Yeah.
Tie in with Archie Manning. Number two.
Yeah, the one place he probably wouldn't want his kid to go.
Yes. Yeah. Number two is the Colts, of course, to tie in with Peyton Manning.
Sure, yeah.
Number three is not
well
the
either.
Giants, okay? He didn't go with the Eli connection.
Carolina?
No, he's got the eyeball emoji.
Jets.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Holy horse milk.
Now, obviously, they're paying a lot of money to the incumbent, Dak Prescott, but Jerry Jones is nuts, right? I could see something like that happening.
So he's obviously thinking that the Cowboys could do what I want the Steelers to do for Arch Manning, which is push their way toward the top, hopefully have the Mannings on his side where they want him to go to a place that's better than Cleveland, and it would wind up like that, correct?
Yes. And one wrinkle,
so why
I think
not
is,
the Steelers?
I think this would be significant. If Manning is as good as what he could be,
yeah,
and he has this great season.
Right.
Even if he wants to angle his way to a certain organization,
yeah,
I think he is going to want to be drafted in the highest slot possible. So he wouldn't say, I'm okay dropping down to the teens where the Steelers can take me. He would probably say, I want to go one.
Well, no, the Steelers would.
And they
the
would
Steelers
have, to,
have the wherewithal and certainly have the motivation to, no matter what, the Steelers are going to draft in the top at least 10 next year, I believe. I believe.
Even if they have a better season, they have the assets to move up.
Yes. No, they're not getting. No, that's not going to happen. But they're going to move up. They would have to move up. And it's all going to be orchestrated. Now, that's the hope anyway. What's your hope? Garrett Nussmeier, Cade Klubnik. Who else are you looking at here? Lenora Sellers.
Everyone's talking in this area about Drew Aller.
I was just going to say Drew Aller, yes.
I have reservations, but I think he can answer a lot of questions this year. No one's ever doubted his physical tools. It's just about can he be accurate and consistent.
History is littered with quarterbacks who had physical tools and didn't make it. I mean, littered with that.
I think Klubnik's better at this point than Aller is. I think Klubnik's probably maybe the safest bet.
We need a quarterback guru on here, Sean. That's what we need, a guru. Nussmeier, a lot of people think, is the number one pick. Cade Klubnik, I was reading this morning, ESPN thinks he's going to Cleveland.
Do you want a fun exercise sometime, Joe, during your downtime?
No.
Well, I'll tell you anyway. If you look, sometimes the two early mock drafts where they have, like, right after 1 year, they start mocking the next year.
Yeah.
You go back and look at some of those in recent years, it is laughable how wrong they've been with some of the quarterbacks they anticipated being the top guys. At this time last year, who do you think was likely the number one quarterback
who?
That people thought? Carson Beck, who was so mediocre that he had to leave his school and didn't even come out in the draft. So things can change. There could be a
yeah, and everybody laughed.
Fall.
Everybody laughed at Bo Nix too, for sure. But if it's Arch Manning, should the Steelers already be thinking about that? Ways to take the back roads to Arch Manning and hopefully get the Mannings on board with that, notably Grandpa Archie. Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can talk to Sean here on the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We'll hear from you next. We'll dive into what about Aaron Rodgers? What about his plans for next year? Are we positive if all goes great and well and he still loves it here as much as he apparently does now that he won't be back? Let's talk about that next, and also plans for Aaron Rodgers in the first exhibition game coming up with Bob Pompeiani on the call on Saturday. 412-928-9370. And yes, Juan Thornhill saying that this could be one of the greatest defenses in the history of pro football. Sorry about that, Sean. Couple topics on the table here right now. I'm still just amazed that I write yesterday that at the rate the Steelers are bragging about their defense, one of them is going to say they're the 85 Bears before training camp is out. And 90 minutes later, Juan Thornhill practically did. He basically did. Saying they have a chance to be one of the greatest defenses of all time. What do you think about this? What do you think about that as a Steeler fan? Does he have a point? Are you expecting this to be like an all-time great defense? I think they've all lost their minds, myself. They've all lost their minds. They have a chance to be top five in the league. They have a chance. But let's see them finish. Let's see them as easily the highest paid defense in the whole NFL. Let's see them finish a season for once. Let's see them play decently in a playoff game for the first time in 9 years. I mean, this is not something I expected to emerge in this camp, was we are a great, great defense, maybe one of the best we've ever seen. Maybe I'm nuts. 412-928-9370. And the other is Archie Manning saying that Arch, his grandson's going to stay at Texas beyond this season for one more. We'll see about that. We'll see, and I realize that Arch can make tons of money in college too, so it ain't about that. But when it comes to a landing spot, the Steelers, seen as a stable organization, certainly a place you'd rather go than Cleveland or Carolina or Woody Johnson's Jets, are in position and of a mind and have the resources to go get a guy here in Pittsburgh in the first round next year, and might the Mannings want to manipulate that? They've done it before with Eli. Just curious about that. And if not Arch Manning, like, does he top your wish list for next year? If not him, then who? Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier? Who's atop your wish list? And then this, what about Aaron Rodgers? He indicated that last season or next season would probably be his last, but he didn't shut the door. He seems to love it so far this year. He hasn't been hit yet, but he seems to love it so far this year. What if he loves it at the end of the year? What if he has a great comeback year? What if he's Tom Brady going into his mid-40s? He certainly has the talent and pedigree. There's only been one guy in an age 42 season and beyond to still be great, and that's Brady. Aaron Rodgers has that kind of pedigree. I'll acknowledge that. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. And if it does, and they win a playoff game and make a little run, would he want to come back next year to try to finish the job? I think that's still very much an open question. Sean, let's go to the lines.
All right, we will go with Anthony in Oakland to begin.
Hello, Anthony.
Well, Joe, unlike you, I'm less concerned about hyperbole during training camp. That doesn't bother. I'd rather them say that we think we're going to be great than we stink.
I'd rather have them shut up after they gave up 300 yards in a playoff game in Baltimore and talk to us in January. But it's really not about the hyperbole. Do you think they're going to be all-time great?
I do not. But guess what? If very good, it's just sufficient if they got an offense. Let me say this about the quarterback that you were talking about coming out, the Manning kid. If they're focusing in on any team, it'd be the Rams, who Matthew Stafford's on his last leg, and McVay is obviously the quarterback whisperer, and he's look at the people he's put around the league as his coaching staff. I mean, this guy's the modern day homegrown Bill Walsh with the disciples all over the league.
Yeah. Now, do they have the resources and the willingness and the want to next year to go up and get a guy, or maybe the following year? But yes, of course, you'd rather be in LA than here. Of course you would. And maybe anywhere, by the way, because I think Sean McVay is the best quarterback, is the best coach, the best offensive coach, certainly. I think he's the best head coach in the NFL.
He's proven, obviously, that he could get to a Super Bowl with two different quarterbacks. So, yeah, it's a great system. A lot of people say Kyle Shanahan, same type of thing.
Minus the ring.
Yes, you can't go wrong with being in the Rams system. And I agree, Stafford's a guy that's probably maybe his last year as their starter. But I think they might be pretty good this year as well. So they would have to give up a lot potentially to get a guy like that.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to quarterbacks, though, I'm willing to give up anything because you pretty much don't have a chance if you don't have that guy. There are exceptions. That's why I never blame Denver. They made the wrong move when they basically, it seemed like, sold their franchise to get Russell Wilson. They took a big swing. It didn't work. But then guess what? If you're smart enough to get the next guy right away, and they've done it, I think, and the Steelers haven't, they took Bo Nix where they did, and he easily could have been Rookie of the Year. I think he's a star ready to happen. So, A, I admire teams that take that kind of huge swing because you have to, and who cares what you give up really in the end because you have to have that guy. And B, even if you miss, it's not the end of the world. The Broncos are right back here.
49ers missed on Trey Lance.
Right.
And they found a replacement in the seventh round.
Let's go to the lines, shall we, again?
We'll head up. We're going to go to New Kensington with Corey.
Hey, Corey. Corey. It appears that Corey is disengaged here, Sean. Next.
All right, we'll go to Mike.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm going to just throw some stats out from 1976, and I think that'll settle the case, hopefully. I know they started off slow, 1-4. That was the infamous Turkey Jones flipping Bradshaw, breaking his collarbone, and Mike Krusick had to step in. The defense, the next nine games, went 9-0, five shutouts, a total of 27 points. And if it wasn't for Franco and Rocky Blyer getting knocked out of the Baltimore game, which Ray Mansfield had to come in and
Well, give me that number again. How many games and how many points?
This is when there was a 14-game season.
Yeah.
So they were 1-4 when nine-game winning streak.
Yep.
Nine games, 27 total points.
Nine games, 27 points, and five shutouts. If they had Juan Thornhill, they would have had nine straight shutouts, Mike. We both know that.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I've been wrong before, so thanks for clarifying that, Joe. No, that was a great team. And offensively, I think when you talk about Lambert, where Lambert's, the first game, I think, when they were on their comeback, when Krusick came in, they were playing Cincinnati at home, and he got hit late out of bounds. And Lambert, I was at the game, actually, sitting behind the Steeler bench and watching Lambert come from the other side of the bench, flying down to the end of that field and throwing that line, the linebacker on the ground. And, you know, that was a statement right there. And granted, they didn't. The schedule wasn't loaded with teams that were heading to the Super Bowl or playoffs. But I think there were three Hall of Fame quarterbacks they went up against.
Well, neither is this one when you look at least at the beginning of it. Yeah. I appreciate the call, man. I think the Steelers defense has a chance to be good. They could look great at times. They have early in seasons before. They tore up Joe Burrow. They tore up Josh Allen in Buffalo one year. But they tend to fade. That's the pattern. And with some age and injury history in key spots, I think that's a pretty good bet again this year. I hate to say it, but I think it is. Coming up, let's take a radical departure from this 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solution, a mix of sun and clouds and a high of Mr. Big Chest. What is it, every day it's 84 degrees? That seems like an odd number. Isn't it never 85,
nope.
Never 87, never
no.
82, a little Antoine Randall L.
Yancey
it's
Thigpen.
Always Yancey Thigpen. It's always Mr. Big Chest. All right, a high of 84. Speaking of Mr. Big Chest, that's where we're headed right now. No, Antonio Brown's not joining the show. But we're going to do, and I've been doing this series both on the radio and in print, our quarter century series in Pittsburgh sports. And the topic for today was the biggest in-house villains since the year 2000, meaning our own guys, you know, not the Vontaze Burfict and, I don't know, Scotty Hartnells of the world. That's a separate topic. Our own sports villains, the Derek Bells of the world, the Matt Canadas, the Ron Hextalls, etc. Antonio Brown, who for a spell was as big a villain as anyone. Well, except for that guy. We all know who number one on this list is. Let's get into this with Mr. Sean Gentile next and then have our own discussion on the biggest villains in Pittsburgh sports since the year 2000. Rashard Mendenhall springs to mind, does he not? And maybe a guy named Ben Cherington. My God. Maybe a year ago, not Ben Cherington, maybe. But this guy has he's kicking down the stretch like Secretariat right now with unforeseen levels of incompetence and insulting quotes like we never make a deal, to save money, that type of thing. This guy, I think he may, if this were the Kentucky Derby, Ronnie Hextall's being left in the dust by Cherington, isn't he, Sean? This is unbelievable. The crowd is on its feet here.
Yeah, Cherington's still going strong, too.
He's Seattle Slew right now. If he stays here any longer, he may wind up number two on this list. We all know who number one is. We'll talk about that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.